Good morning, everyone. It's time again for the Church of God radio broadcast. It's coming to you from God's Acres at 675 North Cedar Street here in Newark, Ohio. Here now is Brother Dishman to bring us another good message from God's eternal word.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 22. Wives, submit yourself unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Ephesians 5, 25. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. I'd like to talk to you for a little while. I'm on the home. Talk to you about the marriage vows. Divorce is so easy nowadays that I fear too many people are entering into marriage without being real serious about it. We often hear it said, we're gathered here today in the sight of who? In the sight of God, in the presence of these friends and loved ones. That means God's looking down. He's listening to those vows and those promises that we made. No doubt thousands of books have been written on the marriage, but if we'll just live up to the vows and what we promised the day we got married, I think we can have a good marriage. Amen. Many times the preacher said, would you please face each other and join hands? Sir, do you take this lady to be your wife? Do you promise to love and honor and cherish and protect her, forsaking all others and holding only onto her forever? And what did you say? I do. You said you'd do those things. How's it coming along? Amen. In the bride, do you take this man to be your husband? Do you promise to love and honor and cherish and protect him, forsaking all others, holding only to him forever? What'd you say, sisters? All right. But it's important to choose the right companion, to get the one that God would have you to have. Get to know her. Get to know him. Be sure that she has proved herself. Be sure that he has proved himself to be a genuine Christian. Amen. So many times some young man comes in the church and gets saved, and there's a half a dozen sisters already picking out their wedding dress. Next day, I'm going to get him. Well, let him prove himself. What's important to you? Can she cook? Is that important to you? Now, if you just plan on eating bologna and potato chips the rest of your life, it don't matter. But if you want to cook, you better find somebody that can cook. Does she keep her room clean? If that don't matter to you, then it's a big deal. But if you want to have a clean house, you ought to go visit mom and take a look in her bedroom. What's important to you? Don't wait till you get married and say, now this is important and this is important. You better find these things out before you get married. Amen. How does he treat his mom? How does he treat his dad? How does she treat her mother and father? Think about it, sisters. Is he a hard worker? Can he hold down a job? You don't want to be on welfare all your life, do you? Find somebody that knows how to work and can hold down a job. These are things you got to think about. Marriage is under assault. State after state have legalized same-sex marriage. And that's an abomination in the sight of God. Amen. More and more are living together without being married. And that's sin. The Bible still says in the book of Hebrews, the 13th chapter and verse number 4, marriage is honorable in all and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Marriage is dishonored when we fail to keep the marriage vows that we have made. Somebody said, well, I didn't know he would be like this. I didn't know she'd be like this. And I thought that she'd keep the house clean. I thought that he would go to work and get a job. And I thought this and I thought that. But you still made a promise, didn't you? You even said for better or for worse. Somebody said, but mama's got lots, mom and daddy, they got all kinds of money and we ain't got nothing. For richer, for poorer. It's what you said, right? Genesis 2, verse 24, therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Three can't be one flesh. No such thing as sister wives. God's not in that. Keep the vows you made. Someone said, well, I made a mistake. I shouldn't have promised to do that. Well, read Ecclesiastes 5th chapter, verse number 4. When thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it. For he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Better is it that thou shouldest not vow than thou shouldest vow and not pay it. Listen, suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin, neither say thou before the angel that it was an error. Wherefore should God be angry at thy voice and destroy the work of thy hands? Amen. Somebody said, well, we just got an annulment. Where'd you read about that in the Bible? Amen. God approves the marriage covenant between a man and a woman who have God-given rights to enter into this covenant relationship. God honors it. He don't honor two men getting married. He don't honor two women getting married. Somebody said, we love each other. No, you don't love each other like God ordained. God never ordained such a thing. And he's not changed his mind. And we cannot allow this sinful generation of ours to affect our thinking on this subject. We cannot allow sin to become common to us. And let me tell you, friend, don't get used to the darkness. There's a lot of darkness in this world, but let's not get used to the darkness. Let's keep crying out against the darkness that's all around us. I said God wants us to come together in holy matrimony. And I know there's going to be problems. My wife and I, we've had problems. Every marriage has difficulties and things that you've got to work through from time to time. But divorce shouldn't be on the back of your mind all the time, because the Bible says in the book of Malachi, the 2nd chapter, verse number 16, for the Lord, the God of Israel, saith, he hateth the putting away. God still hates divorce. I know sometimes that there's no other alternative but to get a divorce, but it should be, my friend, not just because some little minor difference. We can work through many, many circumstances and end up with a happy home. Amen. He said, do you take this woman, do you take this man whose hand you hold to be your lawful wedded wife, to be your lawful wedded husband, not your awful wife and not your awful husband, but lawful wife and lawful husband. Lawful marriages is what God approves of. Matthew 19:6, wherefore they are no more twain but one flesh. Wherefore what God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. God joins man and woman together. God gave marriage to provide us a partner, a helpmeet. And I thank God for mine. Amen. I thank God for my wife, and I'm glad I can look her right in the eyes, and I do from time to time, and say, darling, I've been true to you. I've been true to you. I'm glad I can say that. I thank God that I can say that to my wife. Amen. God also gives us a companion to populate the earth and to protect us against sin. Unlawful marriages exist, but it's not according to God's word. Such marriages are not valid if they're unlawful. If people's living in adultery, if they don't have Bible grounds, it's an unlawful marriage. Unlawful marriage is adultery according to the word of God. Who you marry will affect your standing with God. Be certain it's lawful according to God's word and according to the will of God. And listen to me, young people, take the marriage vows seriously and live by them. Amen. Ephesians 5:22, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. The husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he's the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be unto their own husbands and everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify it and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present to himself a glorious church, not having spot, wrinkle, or any such thing, that it should be holy and without blemish. So men ought to love their wives as their own body. He that loveth his wife loveth himself, for no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined in his wife, and they too shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Do you promise to love and cherish her in sickness and in health, and to provide for her in prosperity and adversity? Talking about loving her as Christ loved the church. Would Christ tell the church, I can't stand you. I hate you. You're so stupid. You are so dumb. Is that the way Christ talks to his church? Amen. I'm talking about loving your wife, loving your husband. Does it sound like love at your home? Charity suffereth long, and it's kind. Are you kind to your wife? Are you kind to your husbands? It's kind. Envieth not, vaunteth not itself. It's not puffed up. If you make a mistake, do you tell your wife you're sorry? If you do something wrong, do you say, honey, I'm sorry? Forgive me? Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. How do you treat your wife? How do you treat your husband? You're setting an example for your daughters and sons. Is this way you want them to treat their companions? Do you cherish her? Do you place great value on her? Sonny says, she won't do what I said. Well, do you think you're a big boss or something? You think you can treat her like you're a foreman? Sit around and give big commands? She won't be submissive to me. I don't blame her. If that's your attitude, amen. God didn't call husbands to act that way. Try to throw their authority around like they're something big. You sisters liking that, aren't you? You go ahead and say amen. Amen. Do you promise to love and honor him and sickness. That's what you promised, isn't it? In other words, we promise to treat them right. God help us. Amen. Honor him in words and action. This validation helps keep secure and makes it more easily for us to have a happy home. You promise to be faithful to him, faithful to her, forsaking all others. Cleave only to him. Cleave only to her. It's too late to start flirting around now. Sending questionable texts. Saying questionable things. You promise to forsake all others. That's what you got to do. Forsake all others. You got a husband now. You got a wife now. You know, they say couples is a lot like fishermen. Do you know that? In what ways? Well, you see, fishermen, they complain about the ones they caught and they brag about the ones that caught away. That's the way some people, yeah, but my girlfriend I had before, she was so good looking. Well, why didn't you get her then? She's so good looking, you wasn't good looking enough to get her, was you? She dumped you. So now you got the one that you chose, now you got to stick it out. Amen. Be faithful to them vows, forsaking all others. Infidelity, deceit, adultery is an assault on the purity of the marriage as well as the trust and the honor of the spouse. It is hatred, not love, towards your own flesh. And I just read to you, he said in Ephesians 5:29, for no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourish and cherish it, even as the Lord, the church. I encourage you. I'm not saying anything to hurt nobody, to wound people. Do all you can to protect the fidelity of your marriage. Do not put yourself in any situation where you're tempted to yield to sin. There's certain situations, if you put yourself in that situation, you might be tempted to sin. So don't put yourself in those situations, men. Don't put yourself in those situations, sister, because adultery does not begin in the bedroom. It begins in conversation. Your marriage vows is the last a lifetime. Marriage until death, not until love dies. Somebody said, well, I don't love her no more. What'd you tell him? I said, well, you better go home and you better find some reason to love her, because she hadn't committed adultery. So you better go home and you better find some reasons to love her. You better start praying that God will revive the love that has died. Somebody said, I'm glad you're not my pastor. Well, that's just the way I am. I work to save marriages. If there's exceptions, that's between you and God and your pastor. I'm preaching the rule. Marriage is a lifelong. So I want to encourage all of you that's not married, choose wisely, young people. Choose wisely. Amen. Marriage is under assault by the world. Its blessings and responsibilities must not be abused and neglected by Christians. The world is not to set the standard for the home. The church is to set the standard for the home. Thank God for marriage. But we're told in Ecclesiastes 9:9, live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of thy life, of thy vanity, which he hath given to thee under the sun, all the days of thy vanity, for that is thy portion in this life, in thy labor which thou takest under the sun. I thank God for marriage. God ordained it. It's a wonderful thing. The home can be a wonderful place. It can also be the most miserable place on earth when we don't do what God says to do. So I want to say this. Since we're in this thing for life, let's make the best of it. You can have a happy home. We have to work on that. Why go through life miserable when we can have a happy home? It'd be good if couples would join hands and pray and ask God to help us, because none of us can say we don't need no help in our marriage. There's improvement that can be made on every marriage, and there's nothing wrong with it. Maybe you need to come and ask God to help you as a couple. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Dishman, for those beautiful thoughts. If you would like to receive a copy of today's radio broadcast, please give us a call at 740-345-1213. We want to remind you of our periodical called The Gospel Trumpeter. If you would like to have an issue of that sent to your home each month at no cost, please give us a call at that same number, 345-1213. Or for any previous issues that you would like to have, please browse our website at godsacres.org. We'd like to remind you that today is the last day of our week-long revival. If you've missed any of the services, those messages are available in both audio and video on our website at godsacres.org. We invite you out to our services today. For transportation, you can call that same number, 740-345-1213. Our service times are as follows. Sunday school is at 9:30. Morning worship is at 10:45. Each evening at 5 o'clock, our youth services begin. Then at 6 o'clock is our evening worship service. This is Fred Barrows saying thank you for joining us here today. Hopefully this program has been a help and a blessing to each of you. Brother Decker would like to invite each of you to join us here again next week at the same time. So until then, may God bless you, is our prayer.